Okay. Here we go. What is it? What's today? Let's see. First of all, it's 8:26 a.m. Pretty early. September 22nd, Friday. I didn't go to the movies last night. My movie pass went unused. By the time I was gonna go to the movies, the only thing there, and Jacqueline was like, wasn't able to go when I was gonna go, and the theater down the street from me, the only movie I could go see that I hadn't seen was this Reese Witherspoon Home Again or some shit. I was like, now I'm just gonna force myself to sit through a movie because I have movie pass. I don't think that's a good idea. So I didn't go. But maybe I'll go tonight and see that Kingsman movie. I like the first one. Let's see what's going on in the news. It's Ooh, I'm just looking at my phone. I have these, news alerts that I get from Apple News and BBC. Looks like the BBC got this London Transit Authority won't renew Uber's license. No more Uber in London. Saying the company is not fit and proper. Ooh, that's a very British way to say fuck off. You're not fit and proper, Uber. Fuck you. With your dude bro corporate culture. I use Uber. Like when I'm not, every once in a while. But I try to use Lyft because I guess that feels like the one that's supposed to be the cooler one, like they're more chill, and everybody drives for Uber, drives for Lyft, and you ask the driver, and they say Lyft is better to them. So good. Maybe they have. I don't know if they have Lyft in London or they got their own shit. They got their own like Cheerio. That's the only fucking British thing I can. Bangers and mash. Maybe I don't. Is Rob from Brighton still around? Dude, I fucked up. I was supposed to have him call in, and then I didn't. I will, but I don't know if he's still. I think he sporadically listens, which is about as often as anybody should listen. And Donald Trump dubs North Korea Kim Jong-un a madman. Hours after be calling a deranged dotard. Dotard? Oh, God. I mean, Kim Jong-un is a madman. I mean, he's crazy. So he's not wrong. But it's like the escalation of the fucking. Fucking dummies. All right, let's look at news that's not about the end of the world. If that is the, here's the thing about this North Korea thing. The reason I think it might be the end of the world, or not the end of the world, like the planet will be here. If we have nuclear war, the planet will be, it's not the end of the world. So don't worry about the, I guess we don't have to worry about the world, right? It'll be here. We'll just all be dead on it. We'll be dead and rotting on the world. So, but if there is some sort of nuclear war, the reason I think it might be is because I was talking about this, like, when it was first starting up, and a friend of mine, who I will not name, was very confident and dismissive. They were just talking. We were just talking. A couple of people just talking about this in a the back of a comedy show, like outside the room, not in, we weren't being disrespectful to the comedy show. And this one friend of mine is very cocky and confident, thinks he knows. And it was like, it's not, because nothing's going to happen. In that same way, like the guy that before like every big storm or like hurricane or whatever, be like, no, it's not going to, or they announced that there's going to be a blizzard. That's not going to happen. You know, like they just, because they say it, because they have this feeling, and all of a sudden they can confidently, because in that moment, they can just say whatever and act like they're the fucking expert, even though they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So I felt like he's being so confident, cocky about this, it's going to happen. Because he's like, no, it's not going to happen. Well, I don't think, no, now I feel like it might. But I don't have any, I hope not. Well, I pretty much hope not. Yeah, no, I don't want a nuclear war. Who wants a nuclear war? That sounds terrible. Other than, you know, because they can't even, it would be such a hassle, a nuclear war. Nestle makes billions bottling water it pays nearly nothing for. Yeah, that bottled water is a big scam. Nestle, you got to stop buying bottled water. I mean, it's hard because you're thirsty. You're walking around. Well, I got to carry a jug with me everywhere. Some people do that. Some people carry a clean canteen. I just can't do it. I don't carry, I don't like having stuff on me. And you know what else? I like a seltzer. I like a nice carbonated water. At least then you're paying for something. You're paying for carbonation. With just regular water, you're just paying for convenience. You're just paying a dollar to not be thirsty anymore. Sometimes $1.25. Some places, I mean, that price has held pretty strong for a number of years. And I feel like that bottle of water has been a dollar for over a decade. Right? It's been like, it's just been a dollar. I don't ever remember it being less than that. Some places it's more, but you could still find it a lot of times a buck. But Nestle's paying zilch. But they gotta bottle it and shit. I don't know. Maybe they're not. But I know it's bad for the environment to buy bottled water. That's all I know. DC court rules tracking phones without a warrant is unconstitutional. I didn't even know that was up for fucking debate. The people were wondering if that's think about no warrant and we just track people on their phones. I'm not questioning that it's not been done, but I didn't know that. I thought they just knew it was unconstitutional and didn't give a shit. The Northern Michigan University, the first in U.S. to train undergrads for marijuana industry. That's right, baby. 420, get high. I guess they're teaching people how to grow weed. Is it like an agricultural? Let's see. What's the? Fucking pop-ups. Train students for medical marijuana industry. I don't know. Well, that's cool. That must be fun to tell your parents. I'm going to major in weed. I don't think. Well, maybe they'll probably, I don't know. If I had raised a child and about to send them off to college, and I've worked my life, my entire life to make sure this kid had whatever they wanted, accepted their sexuality or whatever the hell. Had to go through their adolescence and all this stuff. And now I'm sending them to college. And they say, I want to go into the marijuana industry, Dad. What would I? I'd be all right with it. Why not? I don't know if I would smoke. I wouldn't be one of those dads that smoked weed with their kid, though. I don't like that idea. Is that weird? It's weird to me. I guess it's not that, because I never drank with my dad or anything like that. I wouldn't drink. Why? That doesn't seem fun to me. New antibody attacks 99% of HIV strains. Yeah, so we're about to cure AIDS. It kind of is. I mean, right? Is it cured? That's good. There's some people out there with that HIV. And that sounds like it's good. We don't like HIV around here. Let's see if we can find one last. All these other stories don't. Judge rejects couple's argument for refusing gay customers. Ah, yes, you can't do that. Federal judge dismissed the Minnesota's call challenging the state for the right to refuse to shoot wedding videos for same-sex couples. Yeah, fuck off. You're a wedding video person. Just do the fucking job. Are you not going to shoot two ugly people because you don't agree with that? Are you not going to shoot a couple that you don't think are... these two, I don't think they got it. I don't think they seem to be, if they're not marrying, if they're married, if it's like a super young woman and a way older man, and she's obviously marrying for his money, are you not going to shoot that? You're like, I don't believe in this marriage. You have to sign off on every fucking thing. Point the camera, you fucking. All right. What am I going to, I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.